The devil say one thing. He almost did. Praise God. But I'd rather face the Lord said, whoa, he made it. Praise the Lord. I do my best to qualify. The Lord put elders in the church under grace like he had them in the church of old with qualifications, and they are the pillars, the anchors, to be in the church to keep God's people from drifting and from being disturbed or destroyed. Praise God, to keep them out of confusion. Let me give you what an elder is supposed to do. One, what is his qualifications? In some just simple old plain English. An elder is to be an older, experienced man of the church, or we'll say plural, experienced men of the church. They're to be men of integrity. The leaders among God's people who can rule and govern among God's people in righteousness, who have won with hard work and faithfulness the confidence of God's people to whom they can come for prayer and counsel. That's according to Acts 20, 28, and a lot of other scriptures. Secondly, elders are to stand between the people of God and every false prophet and every religious racketeer and every wolf that tries to get in to destroy the flock. God warned in the church of old, in many places in the Bible, in the New Testament, but the greatest and the most vividly detailed prophetic utterance is from the lips of Isaiah, Isaiah 56, 9 through 11. Come, all ye beasts of the field, all ye beasts of the forest, come to devour. Talking about a bunch of religious racketeers. Come on and get them. For his watchmen are blind. They're all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. They're greedy dogs that can never have enough. And they're shepherds that cannot understand. They all look from their own way, for their own gain, from their own quarter. They're not looking after the sheep's affairs and their safety. They're looking out for themselves and not the people of God. God, give us some stout-hearted men who will look after the rights of others and quit considering themselves all the time. That's the heart, and that's the ministry of a true elder that the Holy Ghost anoints and puts in the midst of God's people. Thirdly, is to guard the flock of God from following these wolves and being led astray with their doctrine, to rebuke them. As the Lord, through the Holy Ghost, wrote to Titus, you stop their mouths up from teaching them ungodly heresies and destroying my people. And that's one of the things that keeps a man, an elder, busy. You have to pick an elder that knows the word of God so he can rebuke, reprove, and exhort. Fourthly, James 5, 14 and 15. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. I don't care if he got burned, if he broke his leg or his neck, he's got a cancer, or he ate too much meat and potatoes for supper. There's none of those things too hard for God or for a man with faith in God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's got his leg broke, pray for it.
Yes.
His baby just quit breathing. Breathe in that baby's nostrils a breath of the life of God that's in you. The Bible said if there's any sick, call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith of those elders shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Praise God, isn't that wonderful? You pray for somebody that's got sin in their life, the ministry and work of reconciliation will work through a true elder that's anointed of the Holy Ghost and called of God and ordained by God's prophet or apostle to work reconciliation to get that backslid one or even that sinner to God. I've prayed for many sinners that God healed them much easier than these old half-hearted rebellious Christians ever hoped to get healed. God have mercy. I'd rather pray for a sinner, an old halfway Christian, because I know they ain't going to get nothing unless you can get them to repent. And that's the worst thing in the world, trying to get an old lukewarm Christian to repent. What have I done? What do I need to say? What's wrong with me? Go right over next door and pray to some old hard head, and God will heal him and probably save him at the same time. Boy, through a good elder, that ministry of reconciliation will work for God to save as well as to raise up. And the Bible said to call him. We're going to have some around here you can call. You don't just have to call me all the time, and we're already getting them. Praise God. Fifthly, true elders in the church are to keep the body of the flock of God's saints together, to keep them united, to keep them in one mind and one accord, to be the pillars of the church, to be the anchors that stop the drift of God's people back into carnality and world conformity. That's the ministry of an elder. And that is not only to rule with his mouth, but to rule with his example. Praise God, to be a good laborer, to be an example of holiness. His tongue to speak as an oracle of God. Praise God, to have that ability to minister with that ability that God has granted him, that God through Jesus Christ may be glorified in all things, that the church may be edified to holiness, and their witness will be a sterling example of the purity of Jesus Christ and his great love manifested through us. All through the word you hear the admonition from God. When God spoke to Moses, I went over that scripture previously in Exodus 3. Go gather together the elders in Israel. When he began to reveal his plan of redemption, of restoration to the church, get the elders. Praise God. In Deuteronomy 21, let me give you something else here. It's kind of hard, but this is what an elder has to do. 21:18, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they've chastened him will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. The elders are the ones to point the finger at you when you're fooling around with God or there's sin in the camp. No wonder God said in Hebrews 13:17, obey them that are over you in the Lord and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for not him, but for you. See, when they go to you and you want to bow up, that's not going to hurt him. It's going to hurt you. The Lord said, you remember that. That's what an elder's for. In 1 Kings 20, in verse 7 and 8, we find a reference here. The king of Israel, he called all the elders of the land out when there was a distress in Israel. When they were attacked by a foreign nation, they called the elders of Israel. Even the king counseled with the elders of Israel. In verse 8 said, all the elders and all the people said unto the king, hearken not unto him. That was the Syrians under King Ben-Hadad that were going to attack Israel, and he'd give them an ultimatum for an unconditional surrender else. But praise God, they had good elders. He said, don't you hearken to his voice. And that's what elders are for, is for the man of God, the one in authority to counsel with, and to help him rule among God's people, that they'll not be scattered and destroyed or confused with old heretical teachings. In 2 Kings 6:32, the Bible said Elisha sat with the elders of the land in danger of his life by the king who was going to cut his head off because of the famine in Samaria. In Joel, the first chapter, we read here in the end time how God tells us about restoration and how the elders fit into God's scheme of restoration. In Joel 1:14, the Spirit prophesying of our day said, sanctify your fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land unto the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction shall it come from the Almighty. Man, it's the time for God to get elders off of their seats and on their faces and on their knees before him
Then in Joel 2 and verse 15,